This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Welcome back, G-Bag Nation. Hope you're having a great day. We were just talking to Amari Cooper, and I see a tweet about him over the break here from, of course, Bobby Belt. Best stats for the Cowboys on Twitter. Amari Cooper has 509 receiving yards in the last four games, which is more than any other Cowboy has for the entire season.
Wow.
Four games. I got this handled, guys. Hey, I'm the new guy. I'm here to score touchdowns. Segment's brought to you by Summit Racing and by 1-800-LAWYERS. If credit card companies are blowing up your phone, do what more fan listeners do. Make the free call to Mark Rubin at 1-800-LAWYERS. Mark can fix it. Been DFW's go-to guy for 25 years. Our guy Mark Rubin at 1-800-LAWYERS. And here is Chris with the birthdays.
All right. So, Tolo's 877-881-1053. We're going to get your birthdays first. Then we're going to get the so-called famous people on the power list. And the first birthday goes to the 817. CA, can I get a birthday shout-out? My name is Zach Bradshaw. I'm an everyday Tolo, in all caps. Since Jeff is out, can you give Mike an honorary shut up, Mike, for me?
Yeah, I've been missing that all week. ZB.
It has been vetoed. All right, move right along here.
All right, Bradshaw.
Exactly.
It is. You can't even spell cat.
With a C. You spot him a C and a T?
Yeah.
That was famous from Hollywood Henderson back
in the day. I
didn't
know where that was from, fam.
Yeah. He did that before the Super Bowl back in the 70s against the Steelers. Yeah. Let's see. Kelly Sims. It's her birthday today. Jarrell Curtis's son is 11, and they're going to the Mavs game tonight, but he didn't say what his son's name is, so... Gerald, step it up, dog.
Happy birthday to your son.
Yeah.
Junior.
It's John Henry's birthday.
He probably got two sons, one low key. Can't say the name, you know? They want to confuse the other son. Cat'll be out the bag then.
It is Frankie Hallam's birthday today. Dina Ellis, her birthday is today. David Chavera's having a birthday today. Oh, we got a couple of media types here. Brett Kelly, he's 50. He's our favorite sports photographer from Channel 11.
Oh, yeah, Brett Kelly.
What's
getting
going
it
on,
done.
Brett? Getting it done forever. Our boy Brian Broaddus, this is his birthday today. What's
Hello,
up, B?
Hello, former NFL scout. And read him at DallasCowboys.com.
And you know what, Gavin? It's not just a birthday.
It's an investigation.
What's really going on?
He joins us Fridays at 1 o'clock is what you need to know.
We did it. In the power rankings.
It's like my dad coming home with some Jordans. What are you doing, Pops?
Dad, birthday joke. Okay, in the world of sports and in the world of entertainment.
Hold on, we got one from SGP.
Oh, okay.
Z Ramirez, he follows us all. He's a big Tolo.
Yeah.
Representing the south side of Grand Prairie.
South of 20, probably.
Thanks for all the Twitter interactions over the years, Z.
It's my guy.
I have Judge D Black on Facebook here in Dallas County.
Cool.
Getting it done.
From the 682, hey, Brad Taylor 8. It's his name, Brad Taylor 8. I see you on Twitter. It's his birthday. Shout me out, Chris. Got
BT.
You down. Yes, 940 says, CA, can I get a shout out? 56 years old today. That's from Travis Trent. Same as the country singer, I guess.
Trent. Yeah.
972. Happy 6th birthday to my baby girl, Tatum. That's from her daddy, Jay Green. All right, the so-called famous people having birthdays today include... Hall of Famer and the Pro Football Hall of Fame, John Randall from the Vikings.
Oh, yes, 49. The great. One of the all-timers.
Had that eye black.
Oh, he dressed that up good, yeah.
Like Chris, did he live here?
He was down here all the time. I don't think he lived here. You know, he's from Texas. He might live in North Texas somewhere because I know he's from Texas.
What you know about those Texas boys, Chris?
Just a little bit of something.
John Randall here. It appears that at Mumford, Texas,
yep. Tennis great, Tracy Austin, she's 56, retired. Auto race car driver, he's also retired, but you remember the name of Emerson Fittipaldi?
Oh, absolutely.
Adam Ottavino said he couldn't even drive 50 miles an hour.
one of my favorites, that Emerson Fittipaldi. You know, back in that the open wheel days,
right?
He'd be running for Penske in that Marlboro car, along with Paul Tracy.
Mm-hmm.
I used to really dig that in like the early '90s and stuff when open wheel was still in its heyday.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun.
Oh, let's see,
Bobby
Ray Hall. That's a name I hadn't heard in a while. From the 254. Hey, CA, salute and a Miller Lite to you. It's not my birthday, but please, kind sir, Can you help me get a G-Bag flag if I live in Waco and can't get up there? That's the Tolo in Waco. You know what? I think we're out of those.
We are, but the good news is there's always a next October.
That's right.
I will tell you this. Some guys are working on my street. There's a huge gas break, and I have two flags.
Hey.
Only two. Hey. I only have one now because he's like, hey, talk to me again.
Nice.
And I said, oh, do you listen to the radio? He's like, Bassick? He's yes, like, Bassick. I'm a huge Tolo man. And I mean, they were out there till 11 p.m. last night because there was some sort of big gas thing on our street.
That's scary these
so
days.
So I brought him out a flag. So now I'm down to one flag, but it's mine. I don't even have one. Yeah, so he was like, wait, you have a flag? Yeah, I do. Know. I literally don't have any like for me. That's going to be my flag.
I usually end up with a box of about 50, and this year I only got the one. So they went faster than ever. We're begging them to order more for next year. Now, Ben has come together with the Tolo back window decal. And I have a handful of those in my wallet. I can hand one to you, but we'll make sure those are abundant.
As a matter of fact, at the Mavericks game tonight, if you come up to me and ask for a Tolo sticker, I got you down. Mm. I got some in my pocket, too, awesome. Courtesy of the great Ben Rogers. Hey, Mike, this is for you. Zach Bradshaw just texted back in. He said, hey, Mike, you're my favorite on G-Bag. Good.
No, you shut up, Zach.
You shut up, Zach. Hope you take
Happy
this conversation.
Happy birthday, Zach.
There you go. Let's see. Hearn, Texas. Yeah, that's where John Randall's from. Mumford is just outside of Hearn. So the people in Hearn are saying they're listening and they're saluting you, Gavin, for recognizing the greatness of Mumford and Hearn, Texas.
You bet you. Just east of Round Rock, I believe.
There you go. Right down there. It's Sheila E.'s birthday today.
Oh,
she's
what's
61.
Up, girl? What's her most famous song that I know?
The Glamorous Life. You got to leave.
Yeah, that's
the
a good song.
Glamorous Life.
Good song.
It's not love. What I want.
It was a great song.
Yes. It would have been Frank Sinatra's birthday.
I love Frankie, baby.
103 years old.
I love you, Frankie.
Yeah, he's awesome.
What he did in Vegas.
The
for
Rat
Black
Pack.
Entertainers.
The Rat
Black
Pack.
Entertainers were getting no work. And Frankie said, hey, if you don't hire those guys, you don't hire me. How about that, huh?
He sure
love
did.
Love it. And they said, okay, well, we'll hire you. Frankie and those
power
guys.
Power play.
Too.
You got it. How many, Frank?
Yeah, how many you want, Frank? Come on, Pop.
That's it. It is Alfred Morris, former Cowboys running back. His birthday is today. He's 30.
Driving that same old car, probably.
Yeah.
It is the great Tyron Smith's birthday today. He's 28. Mm.
Happy birthday.
I have something about him wearing his knee brace on his elbow.
That is true.
Here's what I don't understand, because I had to wear one of those because I almost tore, I 70% tore my ACL. I was at the Cleveland Clinic. I did it with the Cleveland Indians. And you go in there and they mold your leg so it specifically fits your leg perfectly. So I had to wear one of those offensive lineman knee braces for a couple years in my career. So I'm like, wait, I don't know how he's doing that. Why wouldn't they just mold his arm? Hmm. I mean, this was... Technology has to be even better than in 2000. This happened to me in 2000, 18 years ago. So I get the story, and it became a big story last week. Like, oh, my God, he wears a knee brace on his elbow because his arm's so big. I'm like, they molded it to my leg. Why couldn't they just mold a brace for his arm?
That's a good question. Maybe they need a couple of weeks or something. You know,
I don't know. I got it pretty freaking quick. When you're a major leaguer or an NFL football player,
you don't have
player,
to stand in line
like
the rest of us.
Yeah, they kind of just send you back and mold it and then get one out to you really quick. So I'm just, I don't know. I don't get
good
that
question.
Story.
Maybe communications between him and the medical staff aren't as good as they could be or something.
Or does it sound better for us media people?
It sounds great.
He's wearing a knee brace on his elbow.
Oh,
man. That's an arm.
Yeah.
Hey, we got one more. Tolo has a birthday today. Paul in Grapevine. He is 69 years young. From the 817. And our winner is the great Bob Barker.
Ooh.
The Price is Right. He's 95 years old. To me, Happy Gilmore. Taking on Bob Barker was better than Tiger and Phil. Now, that's some golf. And by the way, the price is wrong.
That's birthdays. That's the only way Happy could have lost a fight in that movie and had it be good. You know,
exactly.
We're like, oh, right on. Perfect. Okay, let's do this story right here as we're about 10 minutes from Mike Likes It. We do have some Bassick-related content here bit. Ice Cube doing an interview with Rolling Stone. It appears he has a new record out for the first time in a decade. So they were talking about music and his thoughts on the new style of music and, you know, Friday and the next Friday and all that. Well, then he comes around to, now that the record is out, what are you working on next? Ice Cube. His answer, I'm trying to buy 22 regional sports networks. So the tease was how Ice Cube could become Mike Bassick's boss. Mm. Fox Sports Southwest among them. He says, now here's the reason Ice Cube wants to buy these regional sports networks. He says, that's all my head is about these days. I believe that some of the gatekeepers that have been holding back the reins in sports over us for so long need to go. It's time for some new blood to produce and present sports and culture, not only to America, but to the world. It's time for new people that think in new and different ways to have some control over what we see and what we get, because the way the regional sports networks are being run now is pretty dismal. I think the sports world should hope that we get it. So I'm not sure exactly the specific plans. My number one thing would be it seems to be on the highest sports tier. I gotta basically buy every cable channel in order to get regional sports networks quite often.
Yeah.
They're not accessible enough.
Right.
You know, beyond that, I don't know. It sounds like he has some ideas, though. And watching the Big Three telecast, I was like, man, as far as how the personalities interact with the camera and the audience, it was definitely more young and fun and edgy and less worried about making sure everything's proper.
I think it would be really interesting if he were able to buy all the regional Fox networks. The one thing that would be different from the Big Three, because I'd like to see this happen, but is that you have to work with teams that you don't own. He owns the whole Big Three. So, you know, the trash talking or whatever, or Michael Rapaport, that's his name, right?
Yeah.
He sucks tonight. You know, like crazy stuff like that that he's saying, like, you can't, having this job, I have to watch out what I say on television versus what I say on the radio when breaking down a Texas Ranger game, because the Rangers can fire me.
Yeah.
I mean, they can say, he's not doing that anymore.
With the Big Three, you're owning all the teams, and everybody knows, look, we're trying to start something here. So, you know, if you feel like you're, you know, got your feelings a little hurt or whatever.
Too bad.
Yeah, we're trying to change the way that this is working. So we're all going to sacrifice a little bit.
I would love for Ice Cube to own them and make some maybe changes in the way things go or whatever, but it would just be interesting for him to then have to get in there and have to work with NBA teams, MLB teams, and how to figure out how to make this, hey, I want to spice it up.
Yeah.
But I also want you guys to be happy, because there is a relationship that we have to have.
Yeah, there's traditions of the way that things have gone, right? Yeah. And the respect that comes along with it.
And by the way, for anybody wondering, well, how does Ice Cube have that kind of money? He's got an investor group that includes some guys from Qatar.
Talking about
that Middle Eastern money.
Okay.
In fact, there was a scandal that happened a few months, it was in the summertime maybe. There was a Steve Bannon angle on this, believe it or not, because it was Qatari money, and they were suing the Qatari guys, Ice Cube and his partner, for like $1.3 billion.
Okay, he did answer a follow-up. What do you plan to do differently? Add some life to it. We don't want to give away the secret sauce, but we have a plan that's 10 times better than any plan out there.
How about it?
How about it?
Because nobody sees this and the growth potential like us, period. Nobody.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm pulling for him to do it. I want to see what he would change.
Now, this is going to be honestly huge, because whoever gets this, it's going to change a lot. Because I know a little bit about it based off of working for them. Is Amazon could come in and buy it. Google could come in and buy it. And we've never had that before. So it wouldn't be like Fox or CBS or whatever you want to go with. It would be... Now we're getting it through these kind of apps or internet, and how would they do it, you know, which kind of worries me, because it's like, do you need pre- and post-game shows if it's going to be kind of on an app-based thing? And, you know, do you charge for a pre- and post-game show? I don't know. So, I mean, there's a whole bunch of different ways that this regional thing is about to be sold on how it could change. Could Ice Cube get it and totally change it? Yes. Mm-hmm. Could Amazon or Google end up getting it and totally change the way that we take in our regional networks, our local sports, with it being the besides Dallas Cowboys, it will hold all of our local sports teams, the Stars, the Rangers, and the Mavericks, on how it is shown to us.
Very interesting.
And by the way, LL Cool J is a partner in this situation as well.
All right.
A jewelry store company, a jewelry store maker.
All right. Yeah. Now, Cube did touch on the next Friday movie that's going to come out.
Yeah. What did he say? Is Chris Tucker?
It's coming, baby.
He says it's touch and go. He says the movie plans move fast and then slow down for business reasons. He says we are going to get there. And he said, there's no official word on Chris Tucker. He hopes that Tucker can do it when they're ready to start shooting.
It'll be weird that Chris Tucker's bigger than Debo now, though.
He is big, yes.
Yes, he is.
Maybe he'll be Debo in a strange twist.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.